Here's how we did in our big pee-pee picks last week. And a listener said, you guys need to tweet out your big pee-pee picks. So I will make sure to do it this week.
Big pee-pee.
You and I went 2-2. Swag won the weekend 3-1.
I had two wins.
You had two wins.
Did I pick right?
I will let you know. I was the only one that hit Eastern Michigan over Washington. You homers.
We're homers?
Damn right you are.
Yeah. I was the only one that took the points.
That was the only
Boise
one.
State.
Yeah.
Although it did not go as I thought it was going to go.
Yeah, you said backdoor cover.
Backdoor cover.
Not
no,
quite the way it played out.
Kicking in the front door.
So Eastern Michigan covered against Washington. That was a 24.5 point spread. They won by 21. Was it 30-9, 31-9, something like that?
Yeah.
So Eastern Michigan covered. We all three hit on the Cougs. I did take San Diego State. That did not work out well for me. Although when they had the ball on the 2-yard line going in, I thought, ha-ha, I'm onto something here. And then they fumbled and lost by 21. So you guys hit on Oregon State. Those are the two you got right, Sprague, Wazoo and OSU. Mm-hmm. And then you and I took Oregon. That clearly didn't go right. And Swag was the only one that took Boise State. So season standings early on. You and I are 4-4, kissing our sisters.
I thought I was 0-and whatever.
Back-to-back 2-2 weeks for us.
All right.
And Swag, after a 2-2 week, added a 3-1 week. Yeah. And he has the early lead at 5-3. We will start.
It's such a weird segment, the Big PP.
The Big PP picks. And this week, because we're playing each other, there's not four games to pick. We only got two, buddy.
I know. Let's
That's
do it.
It. We will start 12:30 on the Peacock. Washington State, Washington, Lumen Field. Swag, the T-Box is yours. The current line in this game, let me see where it opened because I wanted to give you that information.
The last I saw was 4.
It's been at 4 almost.
So it opened at 8.5, according to Vegas Insider.
Wow.
And the line, I'm just using the DraftKings line.
You got to use ALNA for this, remember?
All right, what's the stupid ALNA line? I have it at 5 on DraftKings. What's your stupid ALNA? I hate this. This is so dumb. The game that we're not even going to gamble, let's go find the ALNA book. What do you got?
Well, it won't be on ALNA because they don't take bets on the
line. Then we're using DraftKings. Then we're using DraftKings.
Yes.
5. 5 is your line. 5. Cougars plus 5. Huskies minus 5. Swag, you're up.
I'm going to take those 5 points. I think the Cougs' offense is dynamic enough, is skilled enough, far more than anything that Washington has seen to this point, that they will be able to keep up with the Huskies, whether or not they pull it off. They can't turn it over. They can't have bad penalties, all of those sorts of things. But if I'm getting more than a field goal in this, yeah, I'm taking the Cougs.
Okay, Sprague.
Six-pack Sprague. Cougan it up. Look, Washington's run game is problematic.
I am
concerned that if there's no cover here, it's going to be Washington. And Will Rogers, look, it's Eastern Michigan, but Will Rogers got it going a little bit. I think he's maybe settling in more and more with this system. I know Tyson Durant doesn't agree with that, but it's one thing to rush Texas Tech. It's another to rush Washington. Washington is rebuilding. Jet Fish isn't coming in there with some saps. So I think their offensive line is going to be more formidable against that pass rush for Washington State. They should have beaten the Huskies last year.
They should have.
That was maybe the best team in college football. Penix was awesome, and they needed a trick play with Rome
on fourth down in their own territory
to win that game.
Yeah.
I'm going to go rivalry weekend. Give me points. I'll take over a field goal. Give me 5. Mateer and the six-pack Cougs.
Yeah, I think all of you, everything you said there is valid. Washington's got to get off to a faster start because this isn't Eastern Michigan or Weber State. This is a rivalry game, a team that hates you, that is out for blood. And their first halves have not been good their first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
It was a 7-6 game late in the first half.
Slow starts, back-to-back weekends.
Can't do that again this week because Washington State's coming for your jugular. And just because of the sheer fact of what you mentioned the game last year, and the points, I think John Mateer brings a dynamic that's kind of tough to put your hands around, and he's going to run around and make some plays and extend plays. You like that? I will take the Cougs plus the 5 in this game.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Next up, 12:30 on Fox.
Who's on the broadcast call? Is this a Brock Huard game?
Probably a Benetti-Brock Huard game.
Brock Huard.
Would be my guess.
I would be perfectly happy with that.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah.
Because the big nooner is Wisconsin, Alabama.
Yes, that is correct.
So that'll be the Gus and Joel game.
They were the only reason I watched that god-awful Utah-Baylor game, because they were on the call.
Because Benetti and Huard were on the call. Yeah. The line currently, you can let me know what A-Lin-A says. I have the open of this line. Now, I think these are from the summer, 20 and a half.
Well, yeah, that was the early
so
line.
So currently on DraftKings, this is 16 and a half.
It is 16,
16?
At A-Lin-A.
Okay, well, I'll drop the half point.
What?
Oregon, Oregon State, plus 16 for the Beavs. Where are we going?
Well, can we clear something up for the show?
Yeah.
We still have a bet that I'm, like, kind of waiting to pay off, and I don't know if we're logically going to be able to ever pay it off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're a bet. You're a swag right now.
No.
You've got a bit of a swag thing going on.
No.
How long are we going to let this linger? It's almost wintertime. I win the bet, and now I got to figure this out. Huh?
You're the golf guy.
This is all on me.
You got the tracking device and all that. I'm ready to go. What do we do for this? Do we just wear gear? I mean, we got so many bets right now, it feels like.
We got a lot of bets up in the air.
I don't know what to
do. I also want to bet against my team. I want to take the points. How does that work? Do I win the bet if I take the Beavs plus 16?
I just don't know what to do with this. We used to do something for this, but it was the end of the year, so it gave us time to think. And now it's like, here.
Let us know if you got any ideas to pay off the bet.
Can we not make it something like...
I'm not doing something stupid. I'm not shaving
my
head. No,
shaving, yeah.
No, I'm not doing any of that.
I'll wear gear. Do you want to... Does that make you happy? I don't know.
Do I got to go buy beaver gear?
Can you buy a duck head? Do they have Donald Duck head somewhere that I can buy? Like, I don't know what you want me to do.
All right, we'll figure this out.
Okay.
We got a day. 16 is your line.
You start, Swag. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm concerned about the injury to the Oregon State offensive line. I am concerned about the inconsistency in the passing game. The Ducks defensive line will be extra motivated after Genty went all up in their business getting out of there. Mm. I think Oregon has their coming out party for the season.
Doing it again. You're tripling down.
No, he took Boise, Boise State last weekend.
That is true.
And so I'm going to lay those points.
You're a traitor. You're no longer allowed in the Pac-6. The six-pack for about a week. You're suspended.
Kicked him out of the Wolf Pack.
Yeah, go to the Mountain West, you traitor.
You know what? I like money. You know what? I don't like jokes.
Well, you're not actually gambling on the game, so you don't like money.
I might go to A-Lin-A.
Liar. You are
really?
A liar.
You like that line that much? You're that confident that you...
Well, give me a score. Give me a score. You think it's a coming out party. Give me a score.
45-17.
I actually don't like the matchup either for my Beavs because of the quarterback uncertainty and now the offensive line.
Don't make it 3-for-3.
So I will be taking Oregon State plus a 16.5. Your offensive line sucks.
Hey, there it is.
Bedford. Yeah, right.
Hey.
Stuck in Bedford. 37-27.
37-20. You're losing 37-27?
I didn't say winning or losing.
Okay, I'm asking for clarification.
I gave you a score, and I took Oregon State with the points.
I'm going to tweet out our score predictions with Sprague. *37*27. Who does he have?
Who's got two top 10 rushers in the country? This team. Who gave up a ton of yards on the ground? Your team. Who doesn't have a good offensive line? Your team.
I wish we could play San Diego State.
Jam our Hank down your throat.
We've had to play juggernauts like Idaho and Boise the first 2 weeks, okay?
Oh, juggernauts.
Why don't you try and keep up with this schedule? Idaho's going on the road and winning at Wyoming, a Mountain West school who's not getting the invite to the new pack.
We just won a road game. We've actually not been scared to go on the road. We don't pay teams to come to us and almost beat us.
We just like to test ourselves, see how our mettle shakes out for later in the year.
I can't wait to see nervous Dan Lanning face because I've seen it before. And I'm going to see it again. He's starting to start sweating in weird places.
Can we just write 8:27 on Thursday? Can we write all of this down for the Monday Open? Either way, you got to have it. Either way. I mean, I just had a sheer principle I have to take my team, although it's a very low confidence pick. Mm. A very low confidence pick.
Do you like the spreads gone your way?
No, I don't.
That doesn't make you feel
what
more
have
confident.
You seen to be confident gambling in my team right now?
I don't know.
I mean, they barely beat Idaho, and then they needed a last-second field goal to beat Boise. So you tell me they stopped doing all the dumb stuff they've done and they win this game by 28? Like, sure, I could see it. But are they going to stop doing all the dumb stuff they've been doing? Probably not.
Dylan has never played in an environment that he's going to encounter this weekend. This will be the most truest road game of his life.
Nothing close.
Nothing close in UCF. Get out of here.
But the two reasons why I will make an argument for gambling Oregon. One, I do believe that Bedford's going to play. It seems like he's on track. He's going against the ones in practice this week. I think that settles down your offensive line a little bit. It's not going to fix all the penalties and all the other issues, but I think you're better up front.
Hmm.
And Oregon State's strength is their running game. If they want to win this game, they have to run the football. And now they are without one of their starting offensive linemen. So
yeah,
I don't know what I don't know what they have behind him. I'm not in depth with the depth of Oregon State's offensive line like some people probably out there. So maybe you plug that hole and you don't miss a beat. But that's a big question mark because there is nothing in Oregon State's passing game that makes me scared.
Yeah.
And so if they're not able to run the football efficiently, like we can joke about Genty and what he did last week. I think he had 190 yards on the ground. 100 of those yards came on two carries, so it's big chunk runs that he had that really killed Oregon. I think 13 of his 25 carries, they held him below 3 yards. So they bottled him up.
They had a good third quarter
against
him.
And they had a great third quarter, and then he'd break a 70-yarder, and then he'd break a bunch of tackles and break a 30-yarder. But they had like 360 total yards of offense as a team. He was more than half of that himself. So I just – and I think Boise State has a better passing attack than Oregon State.
Something I don't know if you want to carry over, but something about what you just said. If Bedford plays, then this is – I mean, I guess I'm probably not thinking straight on this, but if you're getting Bedford back, this is your offensive line. Now we get to see what your offensive line is.
Yeah. I mean, it would be Poncho at center. It'd be Bedford and Harper at the guards and Cornelius and Connerly at tackle. Yeah. That would be – now you would say – I don't know if he's 100% if he's playing, so you would hope maybe there's room to grow still.
No, but this is your offensive line going into Big Ten play.
Your offensive line going into Big Ten play.
What you see this weekend is probably largely what you're going to see going forward.
Yes. And if Bedford comes back and is still an issue, ooh boy.
Yeah, if you're still struggling,
October 12th is going to be ugly. if you still are struggling with the starting offensive line.
Especially against that defensive line.
They have a very good defensive line there. We will tweet out our big PP picks. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody, for following along. We love doing that segment. And I hope you enjoy looking at our big PP picks.
By the way, yes.
On social media.
Overwhelmingly winning the poll question. You want to be a Pack Boy.
I want to be a Pack Boy.
Yeah, you miss it.
Oh.
We know. Yes or no? Big Ten arrogance? Or does he want to be a Pack Boy?
I'm a B-I-G boy. I'm a B-1-G boy now.
No, you're telling yourself you're a B-1-G boy.
I'm a B-1-G boy.
I'm a big boy now.